What portion of the Pentecost teaching are we in right now?
I'm going to look at the new covenant that we're under.
Okay.
That came about under this. So we'll call this the Pentecost morning blessing. Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. This is the covenant that I'm going to make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I'll put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Salvation through the blood of Jesus and the baptism of the Holy Spirit together are the full expression of God dwelling within human hearts, so that he might be our God and we might be his people. You should probably throw in water baptism in there too. We have the gift of the Spirit of God dwelling within us, and we're now enabled to walk in the statutes and to observe the ordinance of God. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I'll show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, if you read the book of Acts, you hear the kind of the sermon of Peter, and he quotes that scripture in Acts, but he stops right there. But the next verse, Joel explains why Peter actually picked that verse. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, for on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, even among the survivors whom the Lord calls. So God told where it would happen the next time, not at Sinai, but Zion. Isaiah 2. In the last days, in the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He'll teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. So the Spirit and the law would now both go forth from Zion, written on the hearts of men, not on stones. So think about this. Mount Sinai, you had a mixed multitude who came to worship the God of Israel. You had voices and torches were seen and heard. 3,000 died when they rejected the Torah at Sinai in the golden calf incident. In Mount Zion, a mixed multitude came to worship the God of Israel. Everyone heard in their own language in a way that he could understand, and 3,000 were born again or lived when they accepted the Torah through the Spirit on Mount Zion, or which is Jerusalem. So, you know, there's this transition that happens. It's one way, and then it shows itself over here, and he prepares you and takes you down that journey. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at what it means. In fact, if you go to Jerusalem with us and to Israel with us, you get to see firsthand where this happened. And what they called an upper room, not really an upper room, but we'll take you there, and hopefully if all things go well, you'll get to be right where the Spirit came down on these. So we'll tell you about that next.
Pretty wild stuff. And if you do want to go to Israel and you don't know this, times are running out, and spaces are running out. And we're not just saying somebody else is looking at this car. We're actually saying,
there could be less than six at this point.
Less than six spots left.
Yeah.
So go to victory.radio, and all of the information is there. You just click on the slide that says, come to Israel with us. Technology is ever changing and often changing. The roofing